board open about during this week, which is a national week for inside justice. There's still a few people coming in at the back, so we figured those of you arrived, not to start for your sake, really. Okay. Well, my name's Wendy Storr, and I'm the business manager working on behalf of the National Criminal Justice Board. And I'd like to start, though, that usual request, please, for all those of you who have your mobile phones on you, you could possibly put them to silent or switch them off. That's a really great time. It's rummaging in the bag. I've told there are no fire drills this morning, so if you do hear a fire alarm, it's for real. So if you've got stewards who are positioned around the room, so if you just follow those and we'll take them to the outside meeting place. Just to go over the structure of the next hour, it's going to be opening by Steve Green, who's the Nottinghamshire Police Chief Constable and also Chair of the Nottinghamshire Criminal Justice Board. Following Steve's presentation, you will have an opportunity for questions, so bear with us and I'm sure there's plenty of opportunity there. Following that, there's going to be a presentation by Graham Hooper, and he's a Nottinghamshire Justice Clerk. Graham's going to be talking to you today about the main theme of this opening event regarding the Community Justice Initiative that Nottingham have been delivering over the past 6 or 7 months. And again, following that, you will have an opportunity to ask questions as well. Once those two sessions are finished, the floor is going to be opened up for anybody who has any questions. But all of the panel members who are here today. If you do wish to ask a question, if you could raise your hand, please, and then you could pass the microphone to make it easier for us to hear and the rest of the people here to hear you. When you do, if you could start just by giving your name, and if you are representing an agency or a community, please state who that is, please. Finally, at around 1 o'clock, and we're going to be flexible with that, we'd like to invite you to join us in the buffet lunch. And that's going to be served up on the next level in Platinum Suite. And again, you'll find stewards around you and escort you to that Platinum Suite. Also, you're going to find that there are about 10 or 11 agencies who make up the criminal justice agencies who've got stands up there. And there's going to be lots of information for you to pick up and stuff up there. It's also going to be an opportunity for those of you who have not had a chance to ask a question. The board members will be present, so if you want to have that informal networking, that's your chance as well. Finally, as all with all these things, we do take very seriously your thoughts on how these are organised and the structure. So we've just sat down, we've all got an evaluation form. I'd be ever so grateful if you could complete that and hand them to the stewards as you walk out. So I hope you find today very enjoyable and informative and make best use of our panel whilst you have them. So I'm now going to hand over to Steve Green. Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Can everyone hear me back? Yeah. Great, that's good. Okay, just want to speak for a few minutes just to kind of set the scene for today. Tell you a little bit about the Criminal Justice Board, what it has done, what it is doing, and I think more to the point, equally answer your questions. The reason that we do this every year is that nationally, Criminal Justice Boards run a week called Inside Justice Week. And the point of Inside Justice Week is to try and give the public some kind of insight into what the criminal justice system does and how it works. It seems to me that whilst we can have lots and lots of debates about individual cases that appear at court, actually the big game in town for me is about the level of people's confidence in the criminal justice system and whether it works or not. And I think that whilst there may be, you know, a whole range of reasons why people don't have confidence, certainly one of them, I think, is that they don't understand how it works and, you know, what it is actually trying to do. So, you know, the point of this week is to try and promote that understanding. This is one of the highlights of the week. The other event is that there's an open day at Nottingham Magistrates Court on Saturday as well, and sort of on behalf of my court colleagues, I would kind of promote that to you. And again, it's just trying to give you an insight, as I say, into what happens in the criminal justice system. Because the system is a whole range of partners working together. And whilst, you know, just to be clear, we don't work together to fix the outcome of cases. We can't do that, and neither should we. But what we do have a duty to do is to make sure that we actually operate in a way that we deal properly with each other in a way that makes the system work. And that's really what the point of having a Criminal Justice Board is all about. What I want to do, if I can get this to work, no, I can't do it this way. There. But what's the Criminal Justice Board, I guess, is the first kind of comment. And I don't, I mean, I've improved that you can hear me at the back. Can you read the slide? It's an eyesight test. Yeah. You'll get your stronger glasses. What slide? <Yeah. laughs> Well, in that case, people at the front, bear with me so that I can just talk to the slide to people at the back. The Criminal Justice Board in Nottinghamshire, and I guess in any other part of the country, is made up of a number of key agencies. And I'll just read what's on the slide, and then I'll introduce the people who are sat up here. Someone said that it's a bit like Antiques Roadshow, and until I pointed out that they're the antiques. But the first one on the list is Nottinghamshire Police. Obviously, the police, as it were, feed into the system, you know, the sort of raw material of case files and things like that. The next one is the Crown Prosecution Service. The next one is the Probation Service. The next one is the court service, people who run the courts, the youth offending teams, the prison service, victim support, and the Legal Services Commission. And if I just go through the people who sat on the table, Elaine Annable sat on the my extreme right, your extreme left. She is from the Legal Services Commission, working in Nottingham and the East Midlands. Next to her is Ken Beaumont. Ken is the youth offending team manager for the City of Nottingham. Next to him is Stephen Kershaw. Stephen's a guest here today. He's actually the Director of Police Reform and Resources at the Home Office. But he sits on the National Criminal Justice Board and is of assistance and support to us in Nottinghamshire and in other areas as well. Next to him is Mark Swales. Mark is the Courts Manager for Nottingham. Sorry, you're... Certainly. Well, no problem. Well, if I just... Should I start again? Elaine, can you stand up, firstly? There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Ken?
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you. And Stephen?
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Mark Swales. Mark is the manager of the court service for Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire. Next person is Jill. Jill Holbert. Jill is the youth offending team manager for the county of Nottinghamshire. Next person is Tom Wheatley. Tom is the governor of Nottingham Prison. We have a number of prisons. I can see we're going to have fun here today. There are a number of prisons in Nottinghamshire, and we can't have the governor of every prison, but Tom represents all the governors on the region, on the county's behalf for the board. After that is Wendy, and you've heard from Wendy, who's the delivery manager for the Criminal Justice Board. The next person after that is Steve Chappell. Steve is a senior manager in the Crown Prosecution Service. He's representing the Chief Crown Prosecutor today, who's got to be away at another meeting. Next person after that is Mick Studley. Mick works for victim support for the East Midlands. Next after that is Nigel Hill. Nigel is a senior manager in the Nottinghamshire Probation Service. Again, Chief Probation Officer would be here, but she's got to be in London at another meeting. After that, we've got Graham Hooper. Graham is the clerk to the justices for Nottingham and Nottinghamshire, working in the court service. And then, last but by no means least, are two members of the judiciary and magistracy. Maurice Cooper is a district judge. Maurice has done a fantastic amount of work around community justice in Nottingham, and I personally feel a great deal of gratitude to him for everything that he's done. And then finally, Trevor Greaves is a magistrate and is chairman of the Nottingham Bench.
Good morning.
Now, whilst I guess I'm the sort of front man, the key to this really is that I'm going to give you a little bit of an input, but I do want you to ask questions and I do want you to make comments. And in reality, all the nice questions I'm going to answer, all the difficult ones I'm going to turn to these people here to get them to answer. So that's the way it's going to work. What does the Criminal Justice Board do, I guess, is the next question. And in essence, as I say, what we don't do is fix the outcome of the system. you know, we can't do that, it wouldn't be right. But what we do is try and make sure that the agencies, the individual agencies, all work together properly. And you know, that's about making sure that the targets that we pursue work in harmony with each other. It's about making sure that, you know, if the police produce a file for court, it's actually in a form with the evidence that the Crown Prosecution Service can do something with, and that they then take it to court in a way that the court can deal with it properly, and so on and so forth. So, you know, we fundamentally, and have been doing so this morning in this room before you all came here, sit down, look at where there are problems between agencies that aren't making the system work well, and do something about it. The next thing is that, you know, we actually look at the performance of how things are going. And I'm going to talk about some of that performance in a second. But I mean, although, you know, we could get into a long debate about whether there should be targets and there should be numbers involved, you would surely agree that we need to know, it's right to know, whether we're taking more offenders to court or not, whether we're being successful in dealing with those offenders or not, whether we're actually, you know, what happens to those offenders once they've been through the court. It's right to know those things and understand what they mean, and understand that if we don't like what the performance figures say, that we've got to do something about it. So that's how we do it. And then I guess the final one, and it's what I said at the beginning, is at the end of all of this, it seems to me, is that, you know, notwithstanding all of those numbers, the criminal justice system is only working if you've got confidence in it. So what we're trying to do all the time is look at ways in which we can promote that confidence, and clearly something like this today, you know, is one of those ways, so that, you know, people understand the system, they understand what it's trying to do, they can make some informed assessment of how well it's doing it. So that, in essence, is what we do. How are we performing, I guess, is the next question. And I'm not sure if the colours do that justice. One of the, probably the biggest target that the government set us was that we needed to get more offences to justice. More offences that get committed in the community should get brought to justice in some way. Be that taken to court, be it in a caution, be it in a fixed penalty notice or whatever. But there should be some kind of formal sanction for what people do. And what that graph is showing is that certainly over the last 2 years, but if we took the graph further back, you could go back over the previous two before that, there has been a progressive increase in the number of offences brought to justice in Nottinghamshire. It's fair to say, as that graph sort of shows, that's just tailed off a little bit in the last few months, and one we've been doing today is looking at why that is, what we do about it. But fundamentally, and if you can see the red line on there, the red line is the target that the government set us that we had to meet, and we met that target many months ago and are still sitting above it. So, you know, are we successful? Well, in terms of what the government asked us to do, yes, we are, and we want to make ourselves more successful. Next one. But one of the things when all this started was that it was recognised that it took far, far too long to get young offenders before the court and dealt with. Now, I think you'd all agree that justice is most meaningful if it happens the closest in time terms to when the offence happened, rather than many, many, many months away. So what the government did, and this goes back to 1997, was that they made a pledge that all persistent young offenders, not every young offender, but people who offend over and over again, would get to court within 71 days. And that pledge has been there for a number of years. And what that graph's there to show, because the red line is the pledge and the green line is where we are, for a number of years now, we have consistently outperformed that target. So, you know, on average, on that line, we've been getting people to young prolific offenders to court in between 50 and 60 days. Again, we'd like to make it quicker, but the system, you know, has to work properly. But we are well exceeding the government's target. The next one, one of the more recent changes in the law, which I and all my colleagues think is really important, is about confiscating assets. And again, forgive the history lesson, in recent years, only people who were convicted of drug trafficking offences could have their assets confiscated. The law was changed a couple of years ago so that anybody involved in crime, if you can prove that they've got a dishonest lifestyle, then any assets that can be proved to be involved in that crime, we can seize. The point of that graph and what we've tried to show is that over the last couple of years in Nottinghamshire and Nottingham, we have been seizing progressively more assets from criminals. And where the kind of that sort of line peaks out is just under £1.4 million in a year. But I think you would agree that's a lot of money. Now, we've invested further in asset confiscation this year, so I've got more people qualified out there in police stations to do the analysis to find out where the assets are and get them seized. And I would confidently predict that what you will see in future years is that line continuing to go up. And, I mean, again, just to understand, seizing assets sounds really good, and it is. But only if all these people here get their act together and work together can it happen. Because you need the police to identify what the assets are and present the evidence. You need the CPS. You need the CPS to actually then present that evidence to the court. You need the court to make the right decision, and having made the right decision, to then enforce the decision. Because it's all very well saying we're taking your money off you, but then you've got to go and get it. And so, you know, what we're doing in asset confiscation is not just looking at how much money we ask to be seized and how much money is decided to be seized, but whether it actually is seized or not, and how quickly it's seized, and what's done about it if it isn't seized. So, you know, again, just a really good example of how, you know, the law's relatively easy to pass, and I think it had a lot broad base of political support, but only if all these people sitting here work together we have to start to do the kind of things that graph shows we're doing. And as I say, I will confidently predict that it will get higher. What's next? Yeah, I think that one of the biggest challenges, it seems to me, in making the system work better is around the kind of experience that victims and witnesses have when they become part of it. And, you know, too often in the past, and, you know, you may be some of those people, or you may know some of those people, people have made their statement to the police, gone and given their evidence at court, and come back and said, "I will never ever do that again." You must have heard people say that. "I'll never do it again because I was treated like dirt, you know, and they never kept me informed. When I got to court, there was, you know, I was sat in the same room as the offender," and all of those kind of things. We recognise that that's a big, big risk, because in reality, if the public aren't willing to come forward and give their evidence, then how on earth is the system going to work? So, you know, what we have done now is invest hugely in improving our care of victims and witnesses. You know, we can't, and I'm sure you wouldn't expect, kind of sit a 24-hour guard on everybody who says they're going to go to court, and neither would that be proper. But what we can do and what we are trying to do is keep them better informed about when they're going to give evidence, if the case gets adjourned, why it's been adjourned, when it's been adjourned to. What we can do is, again, without kind of schooling them in what evidence to give, make sure that they know what's going to happen when they get to court. Make sure that, again, if they want to go and look at the court, then they get a sort of a pre-look at it. So, you know, what I'm just trying to show on that slide is that, you know, we do invest a huge amount of time and effort now in victim and witness care. And one of our people, Sue Younger, who works for the Young Witness Service, she has just won a national award for her work with young witnesses. And that is the quality of work that we're doing in Nottinghamshire. So, I mean, again, we wouldn't claim that it's all perfect. What we would say is that, you know, we think that we do give it appropriate priority, and we're working really, really hard to make sure that we make life better for people who want to come forward. Because if people stop coming forward, however good I am, or any of these people are, the system will break down. It's as important as that. Before I move on, and the next bit that's going to happen is that Graham Hooper is going to talk about community justice and just give people an update about where that's at.